Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a just published book tells a story, mostly in pictorial form, of rural life in Ireland over a 100-year period. But the 200 photographs contained in the book are colourised. It's called The Irish Farm in Colour. The authors are John O'Byrne and Michael B. Barry. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How's it going? Now, this is, I understand, this is your fourth book you've done, kind of, in this vein.
Fourth in the series.
Yeah, when you're researching the photographs and you're locating the photographs, is there then a job of work on top of that, because they'd be black and white, to then discover, well, what were the actual colours of things in those days?
In these books, I do the research. I find the photographs, I do the captions and link together the story. And my colleague, John O'Byrne, does the colourisation. Now, John, over the years, has built up great specialization in, you know, all the colors of clothes and various eras. He, particularly in military costumes and, you know, stuff like colors of landscape and tractors and so on. The key thing, of course, is that he does it by hand using Photoshop software, but not using AI. And we feel that doing it this way results in a kind of richer, deeper experience. It's not sort of John Hind kind of shiny colors.
Mm. Yeah, no, they look like colors from real life. So why make the decision to colorize the photographs at all?
Well, okay, there's a lot of debate about that. Some people don't like it. Generally found that the Irish people really like it, because books of this ilk have been very popular. And the bottom line is it brings the pictures to life. It brings the old history to life. You can really see it, how the people of the time looked at it. Remember, they looked at those scenes in colour, not in black and white.
Yeah. And is it, when you look over these 200 photographs, and Jonathan Healy was just sitting with us there saying, wondering about how farmers are going to make or how they're going to fare under the price cuts, is a lot of this depicting a way of life in Ireland that's all but died out?
Well, it's gone through all the phases, and there's no doubt about it. The farming life in Ireland has always been hard, and it's okay. There's increased mechanization now, and there are subsidies from the European Union, but life is hard. It's a hard life for a young farmer to go out and work all the hours of the week, and intermittent income, and facing all the new challenges which they didn't have to face 100 years ago. There's climate change and cap, you know, the capping of prices and so on. Not to mention the intermittent price wars, which another one seems to be breaking out just now.
Yeah. What are the earliest photographs you feature in the book?
Around the dawn of photography in Ireland was around 1840. So I think we've got one from about 1850. So, of course, they're pretty crude photographs then, but, you know, quite rapidly they gained in sophistication, and we've better photographs as the years went on.
Yeah. And you also feature a photograph of an eviction taking place.
That's true. That's in the 1880s, there were a series of evictions took place all over Ireland. There was big land agitation. And the one Sinclair, it just so happened that there were lots of press there and photographers. And those are particularly dramatic, because the British authorities had put in not just the RIC, but about 150 soldiers to, you know, enforce the evictions. And there they are in their colour. It's a grim spectacle, but at the same time, it's utterly dramatic with the, you know, the red coats and all the various activities of the eviction going on.
Mm, yeah, it is very striking, because this is, you know, this is a small cottage. It is very striking, the amount of RIC and troops that are there just to evict a family.
Yeah, the authorities really put their efforts into supporting the landlords. But the funny thing is that all the land agitation in Ireland around that time actually resulted in a good thing. The British government caved in And in the decades coming up to around 1900, they passed legislation which gave Irish farmers the right to buy their land from the landlords, you know, using the soft loans, kind of mortgages, called the annuities. And the net result is that most Irish farmers own their land now. In England, funnily enough, it's not like that. About a third of farmers in England are still tenant farmers. So in a funny way, we're ahead socially.
Yeah. And looking at those photographs from, you know, the 19th century, were you able to kind of notice, was there a difference in the standard of living for people depending on what part of the country they lived in?
Oh, there was utter difference in standard of living. Those on the West Coast, the Atlantic Coast, were living. Remember that this was not too long after the famine. People were still living in the cabins, and they had the clay floor. And as American photographers, there was a whole host of American photographers came over around 1900, and they delighted in taking photographs of, you know, the pigs in the parlor and the quaint peasants. But getting back to the first point, yeah, on the east coast of Ireland, it was a totally different scene. You know, the farmers lived a much higher standard of living.
Oh, right, okay. And is that because they had better land or more land? Or
yeah, they had better land. The other thing too is there were some good landlords, and some of them treated their tenants pretty well, and the tenants, you know, lived a good, relatively speaking, a good way of life. But it was really in the West Coast where it really, really suffered. And of course, there was the devastation after the famine, and then the land was overpopulated, and then you had the big rush of emigration, which cut down the population of Ireland, halved. Over 60 years, yeah. 60 years the population halved.
Yeah. Now it should be pointed out that the photographs aren't all, you know, evictions and grim stuff. Yeah. There's lots of very happy photographs in it. I particularly like the young fella playing road bowling, only because it's barely a road he's playing on there. Really,
it's a pretty rough road, and again, it's probably not advisable to do too much. It's still done, of course, in County Cork and County Armagh, but. But probably with better health and safety regulations, because throwing a big lump of an iron ball along the road at speed is a dangerous proposition.
Oh, absolutely. Michael, thanks very much for talking to us today. The book is called The Irish Farm in Colour. John O'Byrne and Michael B. Barry are the authors there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.